The Role of a Teacher. This is Dr. Irvin O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What is the role of a teacher? We all think a teacher teaches students how to learn and how to learn and how to know information and things like that that they don't already know. But a teacher, if a teacher does only that, falls 100% short of what the task of what a teacher is. A teacher is one who is looked upon by the students as an inspiration for their looking into the subjects they're talking about. A teacher makes history come alive and be exciting. A teacher makes the experience of chemistry and physics and biology, all of those subjects, become something, a living example of dynamic happening. Oh, yes, they take life's examples and point it out in chemistry and biology and in all the fields of physics so that the student will look at it and say, oh, that's how it applies. Oh, that's where it goes. Oh, that's how it fits. And then expand to the possibilities of what can happen when you begin to think even more deeply about it. What will happen when you begin to think more deeply about what's going on in the world? What will happen when you begin thinking more deeply about, well, let's just take these 10,000 brain stem cells that are born every day in every man's brain in the world, every woman's brain in the world, every child, every living creature that has a brain, 10,000 baby, tender, born new brain cells, stem cells. Now, what's so good about that? Okay, a good teacher would say, yes, what's so good about that? What difference does it make if there's 10,000 stem cells born in their head every day? It's been going on from the beginning of time, and why is it that it's all of a sudden very interesting? Well, it's interesting for what it does. It points to the metaphysical aspect of life, where we know that thoughts are things, and that thoughts are the controlling factors which control our stem cells and put them to work in the direction we want them to go. So, we look into stem cells. We look into how stem cells are used by science, how stem cells can be put into a liver, how a stem cell can be put into a sick liver and have the liver completely revitalize itself, a heart, into many other areas of the body. Now, this is a physiological activity of putting things in there, and that's a scientist's way of going about it. That's a physicist's way of going about it. That's a biologist's way of going about it. That's a chemist's way of going about it. Wow, how that reaches into all these wonderful fields of science, and how exciting that is when the teacher says, let's see now, what would happen if these stem cells were to say to themselves or be told that they are whole and perfect, that they are wonderful, that they are great, that they are going to work in that liver and they're going to make that liver a whole and perfect liver. But how can that be? Well, do we need to take the physical stem cell and put it in the liver? Or do we speak to our brain? And do we speak to our mind? And do we speak to our body? Because you see, the stem cells that are being born in the brain are not alone. Stem cells are born throughout the entire body, every single moment of our life. And stem cells are being born into the liver. But the liver has been told that it is a sick liver, and so it acts as a sick liver, and it delivers as a sick liver, and lives as a sick liver. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. So, the teacher gets us excited by saying, what excites the stem cells in the liver, which are there for sure, what excites them to do the perfect job of creating the liver as a perfect liver? Well, certainly not their being there, because they've been there all along, and they were there through thick and thin. They were there through a healthy liver and a sick liver. What is it that turns the tide for the use of the stem cells in our liver or anywhere else? What turns the tide is our thought about it. When we say, I have a perfect liver, I have a perfect liver, then all the stem cells being born in our liver are going to bring about that perfect liver. And all the old stem cells that thought that the liver was sick will fall away for lack of attention, for pure atrophy. They will cease to be. Now, we do that by our thought, because our mind is the controlling factor of the entire universe, the entire activity, our entire brain, our entire body. And so when we call upon that mind to speak the thought that will bring about the result we choose, we are doing it from a very intelligent point of view. We are extremely brilliant. Now, as a teacher teaches from this format, wow, the students are going to leap up and down with joy. The students are going to say, I am a perfect pianist. I am a perfect son. I'm a perfect teacher. I'm a perfect whatever they want to be. And they look forward to the day that they might be a brain surgeon. And so they are thinking about themselves as a brain surgeon. Wow, wouldn't it be great to be a brain surgeon? Yes, indeed it would. Wow, yes, it would, it would, it would. And lo and behold, as they go through their training, they're so excited about being a brain surgeon, everything related to being a brain surgeon, and the relationship is quite large, is a delight and a charm for the student who is preparing themselves for being a brain surgeon. They know they have to be literate, they have to be able to speak, they have to be able to think, they have to be able to write, they have to be able to draw drawings of whatever it is they're doing, and they can use photographs, they can use pictures, they can use drawings other people have done. But if they're sitting with their patient and they draw a picture of the liver in a reasonable manner and show how the liver is in itself, hey, absolutely perfect object. It is a perfect concept, a perfect ideal. And now, what is keeping it from expressing its perfect ideal? Well, what's keeping it from expressing that is the thought that's being put into it. Because the stem cells are in the liver. Wow, when a teacher teaches like that, what happens? The student gets so excited, they cannot have enough time to do it. When Einstein was a young man, a little boy, he was in elementary school, and the school bored him to tears because it did not teach him anything that he didn't already know. And as he knew everything, he couldn't express it in class because it made him look like a stupid dummy, because he was putting the teacher and the students all to shame for not knowing it. So he told his parents he wanted to learn geometry and other mathematical subjects during the summer, and they bought him textbooks so that he could do that. Not textbooks on the beginner level, but textbooks on the level which presumed you had a good background and a good understanding. And zoom, he went through that textbook and knew the whole subject from front to back and back to front and up to side of everywhere. He was great, but he had an inspiration to do it. In him said, hey, I'm interested in something more than just what the school is teaching. The school is teaching great stuff, but the thing is, I want to go beyond. I want to reach the plateaus that I have never dreamed were even there to reach. And lo and behold, that's just what Einstein did. That's just what thousands and millions of other people on the face of the earth do when they follow their dream, their wildest dream. When they have a teacher who inspires them to look into the books, to read the encyclopedias, to read the dictionaries, and to read the thesaurus, and to come up with a wonderful vocabulary and a wonderful way of expressing themselves, to learn all the languages of the world, because that keeps their mind brilliant and alive and alert, to learn all of the technology that is available to be learned, and they don't really learn it, they're merely revealing that they already know it. But what an exciting adventure that is when the teachers can teach in this way and the students can learn in this way and reveal to themselves that they already know everything and they already are everything and they already experience everything. Man, that is so great. Are you a teacher? What kind of teacher are you? Are you a teacher who teaches you got to do this and you got to follow the book and you got to go into here? Or are you a teacher that says, the book is our foundation, let's take off from there. It's our diving board that spins us out into space and into the concepts of ideas that we never dreamed possible, never even imagined could be. Yes. What kind of a teacher are you? And remember, my dear beloveds, you are your own teacher. You are your own guru. You are your own master. You are your own leader. You are your own and you're being yourself and having fun in everything you do. And like Einstein, he was himself and having fun as he was learning something that titillated his mind and excited him into new adventures in learning. You may go to school and have a teacher who does not know how to teach, does not know how to inspire you and encourage you, but you don't need that. You inspire and encourage yourself. You are your own teacher. And inspire and encourage yourself. It doesn't take a great deal of intelligence to do that. It merely takes the choice to do it. And when that choice is made, what wonderful things happen in life we cannot even begin to imagine. So join with me today on this wonderful adventure of the teacher within you, the teacher outside of you, the teacher all around you. Inspiration to reach the highest level of understanding that is possible to reach. Have a good night, a good day, a good world. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.